This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans, Fairmont Park race fans, international race fans. How about that, Brian? I mean, we got people listening throughout the world now.
It is amazing, actually, to see the numbers at the end of the week. We are getting some broad appeal across the globe.
I think I put Fairmont Park on the map.
You probably did. On the international map.
Yeah, on the international map, yeah. I tell you what, man, this building today, there's no one here but you and me.
Yeah, we cleared them all out.
We cleared them all out. I don't have to worry about a MMA show coming in. Lineup Media's got so many podcast shows in and out, so
yes.
This is good that we got the place to ourselves today. I think our listeners are going to be a little down on the numbers because it's Memorial Day. Who's out driving a car listening to podcasts? Or they could be by the pool, I guess.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Keep listening. I'm saying we're going to be a little down on the numbers this time around.
I bet you that we'll be up.
All right. All right. You're on. You're on for a lunch on that one. Hey, we got an email. I want this one, Brian. Andrew from Rockford, Illinois. Andrew's email, it's actually a good one. How much stock do you put into a horse winning at Maiden Special Weight, and now they position the horse in a stakes race or even a graded race? I mean, 9 times out of 10, I wouldn't say 9 times out of 10, but I'm saying 70% of the time, I'm not putting my horse in that spot unless you got a super freak of a horse that just broke the track record or something like that. The breeding's outrageously good. But 9 times out of 10, I got to tell you, I don't like playing maiden special weight horses that are just broken maiden special weight and now they're into the allowance races. That I like going step at a time, you might say. I just don't like throwing a horse right there in a graded race or a stakes race. Unless if I get the assurance from the trainer that I got a super freak of a horse. And you know what? That also brings me to the racing that we will have this Tuesday at Fairmont Park, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. But in general, Andrew from Rockford, Illinois, that's the way I look at it. I'm not a big fan of it, and I stay away from those type of horses. I just don't think that they're capable of going on to a graded stake race or something like that right from a maiden special weight. I don't like it. But you know what? You never know. You never know.
Jono, I have an email to read.
Oh, all right. All right. So, kind of like Andrew's email?
Yes, yes. I just thought it was a nice email, you know, because I get to see the information as it comes in, you know, from the fans as well. But this is from JD in Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York.
Yes, I've been to Buffalo a few times, actually. It's a good
town. That's the one that Niagara Falls and all
that?
Yeah,
it's right near Niagara Falls.
They still do that?
Oh, yeah.
They jump off there with a barrel?
I'm sure somebody's done it in the recent years, but people still die trying to do that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Let's see. JD from Buffalo, New York. Jono, I love listening to the show. I appreciate your Woodbine picks. You've made me some money.
I gave him that winner last race.
Yes, you did.
Last Saturday. That exact box.
keep up the great work. Please give a shout out to the Buffalo Raceway. It's where my friends and I go to play the ponies.
Oh, well, there you go. JD is the name?
Yes.
JD. Also, JD, if you could just maybe message us back on my Facebook site, like where you got that information from there, Brian.
That's facebook.com/Fairmount Show.
All right. Is it Fairmount Park Show or Fairmount Show?
Fairmount Show, yes.
Just Fairmount Show.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, and if you guys, if JD, if you could message me back, I'd like to know if there's any more idiots that do that with the barrel. That's, I thought they do that like there's about 20 or 30 a year that gets in a barrel and tries that.
I'm sure people do. I just don't hear about it anymore. So
yeah, yeah. All right, hey, let's get to our racing, our past Saturday racing here at Fairmount Park. And we started the show off with a 330-yard sprint, and that was an optional claiming 9,000. And haven't I told you guys in the past, look for the 7227? I know we can't play it all the time, but boom, there you have it on the first race here, 7-2, and that was MC Bet the Beach won the race here. And MC Bet the Beach Yola with a Barrera. And that was going off at 2-1, 2.5-1. Followed by the 2-horse Minion. And that was Arietta and Griffin. And they took second place. I had on this one, and my horse was the 1-horse, and that finished fourth in this race, Our Secret Sin. That's a cool name. And it went off at odds on favorite here, 70 cents to the dollar, and that finished fourth. So I had a 1.72. It ended up being a 7.25, 5HR Excessive Ivory, and that was Uriel Lopez with Griffin. So congrats to all three there for being in the money. 7-2 exacta, $39.40. The $1 trifecta, 7-2-5, $69.30. The 10 cent super, 7-2-5-1, $6.98. All right, so that's what we got in the first one there. Race number two, I had the winner, but every one of you out there had the winner too. 40 cents to the dollar, and that was the Grand Slam Surprise. That was Victor Santiago, Ralphie Martinez. Congrats to those two. And this is where I fell off a cliff here, because I had the 2-horse coming in, not the 2-horse, but I had the 5-horse coming in second, Play Rowan. And Play Rowan picked up fourth place on this one. The second place was Barton Tech, and that went off at 13-1 there. Boom, big money there. And the 4-horse, Jody and Bud, and that went off at nearly 15-1. My horse that was supposed to get second was Play Rowan, and just followed those two and got fourth place. Went off at nearly 3-1. So in any case, that's what we had. We had a 1-2-4 and a 1-2 exacta, $18.20. The $1 trifecta, 1-2-4, $40.40. The $1 daily double, 7-1, $6.10. So that's what we have for race number two. Race number three, we have a 6-furlong claiming 3,200. And I went for Pink for Me on this. And Pink for Me ran second. And the 5-horse won it all. And that was Infinitive. Infinitive by Victor Santiago. And that was Watkins the trainer. Pretty good duo there, my friends. And Infinitive took it at 380, nearly 4-1 there. The 6-horse Pink for Me, again, nearly 4-1 on that one as well. The crowd favorite was Echo Star. And Echo Star, I had third, and it finished about fifth on this one. So something went wrong on this horse here. I didn't buy into it. I just thought the Pink for Me and I had Sing Kitty Sing, and what happened to Sing Kitty Sing? Just inside weekend stretch. All right, I gotta take note of that. I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. So Sing Kitty Sing got fourth there. But Pink For Me, I like that. You see, if I don't win it, at least I want to come in second. And that's what Pink For Me did on this one. That was Uriel Lopez and Dan O'Halloran. All right. So the payoffs on this one, let's check this out. We got a $2 exacta, $5, $6, $29.60. Very respectable. A $1 trifecta, $5, $6, $4, $67.70. The 10-cent superfecta, $5, $6, $4, $3, $24.37. The $1 daily double, $1, $5, $6.80. The 50-cent pick three, $7. With the one, with the five, $18.25. So that's what we got. Moving on to race number four. Race number four, we got a 6 furlong allowance optional claiming $10,000. And we had, well, I had Smoking Gloat, Santiago Becker here. And I can't believe this horse finished fourth here. No rhyme or reason on that one. 40 cents to the dollar. Smoking Gloat really let down the public on this one. And the four horse, I had Mucho Macho Dan, and the four horse held its end of the bargain here, finished second. But the horse that did win it was the three horse, Serious Talk, and that was a nearly 8-to-1 horse, and that was Baylon and Durham. Way to go, Durham. Way to get on the map here, and you beat a big giant of a horse here. Smoking Gloat. So it ended up being a 3-4-5, and the five horse Bold Ransom, Diego Wilburn, and I had that one pick third as well. I had a 2-4-5. It ended up being 3-4-5. So that's what we have: a 7, 8-to-1, 2.5-to-1, and nearly 13-to-1. Let's see the payoffs on this one, my friends. The $2 exacta, $3,471. Boom. There's a hit because of that horse Smoking Gloat. He didn't even finish the race the way he was supposed to finish here. And then we had the $1 trifecta, $3,475.75. The $1 daily double. Look at this one. Look at this one, Brian. 5-3 paid $143.40. That's a nice payoff. And a 50-cent pick three. This is going to pay now because everyone picked that horse on the single on the pick three. 153 on a 50-center paid $38.80. $38.80. That might have paid for my parking. That's not bad, though. Honestly, that's not bad as what we've seen in the past. So $38.80, I'll take it. I'm not gonna bitch about that. All right, fifth race here. We've got a 1 mile claiming $3,200. And that's what we have here, fifth race claiming $3,200. And I went with the four horse on top, Go to the Max, and that was Baylon Durham, followed by the 7, Let's Skip Fiji, Arietta and Fridley, and the 6 horse, Just Sky, Molina, Mosier. Let's see what happened. Let's check the board, Brian. And what we have on this one, we have a 1, Bird's Eye Baby, Santiago, Victor Santiago. Yeah, you couldn't win that last race, could you? Anyway, Bird's Eye Baby, Victor Santiago, that went off at 5-to-1, followed by the 5, Betty's Grable's Legs, 9-to-1 there. What kind of a weak name is that, by the way? Betty Grable's Legs. Who cares? Can't you think of something else? Anyway, Betty Grable's Legs, and that went off at 9-to-1. And then, there's one of my horses, Go to the Max, and that was Victor Baylon, and that went off as the favorite at nearly 2.5-to-1. So a little better than 2.5-to-1. So it ended up being a 1-5-4. So let's see the payoffs. Payoffs on this one was a 1-5, $113, $2 exacta. Beautiful. $1 trifecta, 1-5-4, $219. That's not bad at all. 10 cent super, $1,542. $48 chalk up another big money there. $1 daily double, 3-1. Boom, $183.40. The 50 cent pick three, 5-3-1. Now we're talking some serious dough, Brian. Look at $235.10. How about that? Now that's a pick three. Why can't I pick that pick three? All right, maybe next time. That's what racing's all about. You could take a 50 center, just 50 cent, two coins, go up to the window and go, I like a 5-3-1, please. And you could win that. You could win $235. I don't get that when I go to a casino. I don't get that love. I know that 50 cents is just going to – I can't even play all the lines on a slot machine with 50 cents. I have to have at least, I guess, five or six to play a slot machine. I could only play two lines on a 25-cent machine with a 50 cents. So in any case, $235 for a 50 cent unreal. That's great. $235. All right, moving on to race number six. Race number six, we got a 6 furlong allowance optional claiming 5,000. And what do we have here? What do we have here? I went with Peacock Man, followed by Gentleman Richie, and the 4, Even Fever. All right, so let's see what we got here. Well, the 6 horse won it. Go Bija, go Bija, go Bija, go. And that was, went off at 7-1. Not a bad one there. And that was my favorite jockey, Julio Walker. And followed by the 4 horse, Even Fever, Santiago, and Tom Doris, the trainer. Followed by the 2, Peacock Man, and that was Uriel Lopez. I had Peacock Man on top here, and that was Lopez Hammond. So saved ground even. I'm telling you, folks, this track, you better be out front. You better be out front because you're not going to give up that lead. There's some sort of escalator for the horses that are up front. I mean, it's hard to catch these horses. I only seen it one time this year, and that was on a Saturday, 2 Saturdays ago. It was in that slop. In any case, what we're seeing right now is the front speed holding. Speed bias type of track right now. All right, let's move on to race number 7. Race number 7 is our finale. Is our last race of the night here, and that's a 6 furlong allowance, $18,600 here. Good purse here. All right, what do we got here? What do we got here? Let me track this down. And I had, well, who the hell cares what I had? Let's give you guys the winner. 7, Electric Cat won the race here. Uriel Lopez, 11-1. That weasel did it again. I mean, I tell you what, just when you turn your back on Uriel Lopez, he turns around and brings home 11.5-1 horse in. Unreal. 7 to... that was a 7 horse, Electric Cat, followed by my horse here, Mr. Lovemaker. Mr. Lovemaker had the crowd's love as well, and he disappointed them. Followed by the 2 horse, Bumpity Bump Bump. Bumpity Bump Bump, yes. Victor Santiago and Redenauer. Okay, that's who we had on this one, and that went off at 3-1. All right, I had on this one the 6, followed by Connor Christopher. I went on a jockey that I never even heard of, okay? The first timer, I don't know. My fault on that, Thurman. And then the 1 horse, Uncle Pappy, and that was Julio and Carlos, and I think that horse is still running around the track trying to finish the race. So that's what we had. We had a 6-4-1 and ended up being a 7-6-2. I had a crappy day, to be honest with you guys, my friends. Yeah, I did. But you know what? It happens. It happens. And what's that word I'm looking for, Brian?
Amnesia?
Yeah, that's the word. Amnesia. I mean, kickers, field goal kickers have to have it. People that play the ponies have to have it. You gotta bounce back. You can't reflect on, maybe I'm just a loser. Forget about it, my friends. You bounce back. These trainers, they get very happy when they're 17% clip on the win, all right? 17%, you're doing good. So that tells me there's about 83%. Well, not 80. Is it 83? 83 and 17 is 100, right? Yeah. Yes. You're good at math too,
yes.
Aren't you?
Yes.
So yeah, 83% of the time they're losing, but 17% of the time they're winning. So that's what this whole game's about. So you know what? We bounce back. We let this day go. But on the other side here, we made that JD.
Yeah.
JD happy at Buffalo. We gave a pick out at Woodbine. We had a 1-4-4-1 in the Eclipse in the 8th race Saturday, and sure enough, it ended up being a 1-4-4-1. I don't know how it went, but I think I know Rafael Hernandez won the race there, and so it paid $13. All right, that's how you make it up here. You think about your wins and forget about your losses. That's what it's all about. All right, let's move on to our racing for Tuesday. And I tell you what, Brian, before I get to my racing for Tuesday, I like to give a big shout out to, what's our African country there?
Mauritius.
Mauritius. God bless you, Mauritius. Thank you so much for listening to our show. And we've got listeners in Ireland.
Yes, our numbers in Ireland jumped significantly this last week.
I'm telling you, I love them.
And of course, in the UK as well.
UK and Ireland.
Yeah.
I think we ought to go there sometime.
The International Race Day at Fairmount Park Tour.
And we'll go to Ireland, then we'll go to England, then we'll go to Mauritius.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful island,
we'll
too,
be,
by
we'll
the way.
We'll be gone for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
We'll be good.
They don't even know we're here sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, folks, let's move on to race number one. And this is a 6-furlong maiden special weight, 18,000. By the way, this is Tuesday matinee racing. Did I mention that? Yeah, I think I did. In any case, this is 6-furlong maiden special weight, 18,000. What do we have here? I went with the 5-horse on top here, Little Bit Tipsy. Let's find Little Bit Tipsy. And Little Bit Tipsy, it's due, folks. We got a maiden special weight at 18,000. Here's the catcher, though. State bred, both races state bred. Let's see if there's anything that's not state bred here. No. You see, he's among family here. Well, no, we got Position to Dance. That's the 3-horse, and I got that horse picked second. So look for the 5-horse, Little Bit Tipsy, followed by the 3-horse, Position to Dance, and the 4-horse. The 4-horse is Margarita Attack. I like that name. Margarita Attack. And, Margarita Attack seems like it's taken on a Little Bit Tipsy a couple times, and it's been on the back end of both times. So, but in any case, I think it'll have enough for third place. So we got a 5-3-4 in the first race, 6-furlong maiden special weight, 18,000. All right. Second race, we've got a 1 mile claiming 3,200. And I went with the 3-horse right here. The 3-horse, Mr. Hungry, and that's a Juan Molina horse. Last showing was December 2016. All right. This horse is in for 3,200. Steve Manley, he's got this horse in for one thing. It should win. And now, you know what? He knows where to position this horse. Mr. Hungry hasn't raced in a couple years. I just think that he's put it in the level here. I mean, this horse has been running allowance optionals, 30,000, 20,000. Now, the first race back, I mean, there's a hole in this horse. There's no question about it. He's got this horse back at a 3,200. He feels that this horse could win at a lesser type of race here. So that's what it's positioned perfectly, and Manley does a great job with that. He's at a 29% clip right now, my friends. This guy knows what he's doing. And he's got a tough jockey on him too, Molina. These two, you know what? I definitely see this 2-year-off horse maybe bringing this one home. I like the spot that it's in. I know. I don't like a horse being off 2 years, but again, he's dropped it down to nothing here, 3,200. So I'm thinking the horse has got to be alive. Now, if he brought this horse back in a 20,000 allowance or something like that, I'd say you're crazy, and the line should be like 15-1 or 20-1 on this one, but it's 2-1. And the AM morning line guy, he understands it too. So this one will be live. The three horse, Mr. Hungry, and I got the one horse, Zebra's Dancer. Zebra's Dancer coming in second. Zebra's Dancer, I mean, this horse is running the open here. Chicago, it runs at a low end, but again, it runs it had a nice number that I had to capitalize off of because the numbers that were the power numbers, the speed numbers, everything looked like it was just perfectly placed here. I like what I'm seeing here. I think this horse will do good, and this one to pick up second might even win it. I mean, if that if something's really wrong with that first horse there, the three horse, Mr. Hungry, this could definitely fill in the spot. But this one's going off at 5-2. That's Zebra's Dancer, and that's James Lennon with Carlos Ulloa. Yeah, that's what we have on that one. And the five horse here for my third place, Sergeant Green, and that's Diego Bentler. And let's check Diego Bentler out here. Yeah, it likes to close, but I'm telling you, I don't like closers anymore. They're just not doing it for me. They're in the money. I got it in the money, but as for winning, I just don't. If it could come back from 2016 to November 16, from 6th to 1st, but you're not going to see that anymore either. So I just don't see it happening. I think it's going to be part of the money and finishing the exotic. So that's what I got. I got a 3-1-5. In the first race going, or second race going 1 mile, claiming 3,200. Going to the third race, my friends, and that's a 6 furlong maiden claiming 4,000. And these are pretty bottom horses here. They've had some psychological problems. but I got the 6 horse here on top, Marnate. Let's check out Marnate. They got psychological problems. All right, 6 horse Marnate, and that's Javier Diego, and that's Wainwright. And this horse likes to go to the front, and then, boom, it just seems like it wants to lose a gasket somewhere down the stretch run here. And I don't understand the logic behind this one that, you know. Here's how – this kind of shows me – it tells you a little bit about it, too. I know I offend people in the Illinois racing when I tell them about the Illinois horses not up to par as other states and all that. This horse has been running maiden claiming 4,000, okay, at Fairmount Park. Then they suddenly shoot this and hasn't done anything. I mean, only finished second maybe of May of last year doing this, okay? And that was a maiden special weight, 8,000. And then they went to maiden claiming race, 4,000. Nothing. No response. Then all of a sudden, this last race, May 1 of 2018, they put this horse in at a maiden special weight for 20,000. Maiden special weight, 20,000, state bred Illinois racing. All right. And guess what this horse does? It gets third out of 19. My point is that the resume on this horse should never have shown third place on this race here. It should have finished in the back. But again, that's Illinois racing. I think it's down. That's all I'm saying. Don't be jumping me about it. All right. So, I got this horse to win it. I got him to win it. How about that? Marnate wins this one. 18 starts, going to be 19. It's going to take 19 to get to the winner's circle. I got Marnate with a Diego Wainwright connection, 7-2 to win this one. Followed by the four-horse Fort Lee. That's Fort Lee right there, made in special way. You know what? Nothing significant about this one. I'm looking at this horse on the drop. I'm looking at this horse. It was competitive 5th of May and this year, but it kind of folded up and started going backwards there. And I like Victor Santiago on the horse. I'm playing Victor here. Victor, you know what? I'm playing you. You may have to get Fort Lee on your back to carry this one in, but I got the four horse coming in second, followed by the one horse Hussination. I like that with a H there, Hussination, and that's Carlos Yola, and that's Dennis Hughes. And that horse is going off at 5-2. Likes to close, but again, you know what? You want to be out front. You want to be out front here. A little thing to the trainer here, Dennis. You got to get your horse out front. Now you can't. This isn't going to be nothing coming in from back here. All right, so that's what we have. We have a 6-4-1, and that was for race number 3. Race number four. Let's go to race number 4 here. Race number 4 is a 6-furlong claiming 3,200. Another nice selection of horses, kind of like F Troop. I'm going with the one horse here. No biz like Sue Biz. And that's Molina and Steve Manley here. Back-to-back second place. I think 2018's been productive for this horse. Hasn't missed by much. Taking the crowd's money both times, though. I think this time it gets the job done. Going off at 1-1. Best power numbers on the board. No biz like Sue Biz should win this one by maybe 6 lengths. That's what I'm looking at this one. No biz like Sue Biz by 6. All right. Followed by the 2 horse. And that is the Pegasus Book. And that's Gabriel Ritana. Johnson is the trainer. 4-1. And it makes a little, it stays around and. In the stretch run, it just hangs on for dear life for second. So that's what I got here, the 2-horse Pegasus Book for second. And then I got the 3-horse here, Buddy Bob. And that's Yola Campbell. And that's a 10-1 horse there. Let's see why I got this one at 10-1 picking this horse here. And where the hell are you here, buddy? That's the 3. Yeah, here we go. You know what? It likes to close. It likes to go to the front. You never know. Buddy Bob, I got you in there. I got you in there in the mix, babe. But you'll be fighting for second and third. But the winner here, just throw flowers on this one. No biz like Sue Biz. And that's Manly Molina at 1-1. All right. So let's move on to race number 5. We've got a 1 mile 70. And that's claiming 3,200. And we're going with the 7 horse on top here, Azak. And let's find him up here. Let's find Azak. Azak, here we go. Azak, and that's Steve Manley Molina again. And what's not to like about this horse? I mean, this horse looks very competitive. Looks like it's going to cakewalk here, backstroke home. Back to back on this one as a daily double here, my friends. Go with the 4th race. We're going with this is a good one. 4th race, we got a strong daily double, 1 with the 7. That's what we got. 1 with the 7 in our daily double starting off in the 4th race. Matter of fact, pound that. That's how confident I am with that one. And Azak wins this one, followed by, this is where it gets a little interesting here, followed by the 4. The 4, I like the 4 at 15-1 here, 15-1 Beefy. And I'll tell you why. Beefy runs damn good at Fairmont Park, 1. And number 2, it runs open. It takes on anyone, all right? And I like seeing that, too. It runs claiming open tag for 3,200, which, you know what? That's the kind of horses I like to bet on. These are the top, and he's very competitive. First, for third, second, third, fourth. You know what? Beefy, 15-1, outrageous. If I get 15-1 on you, I'm very happy because I'm looking at this exact. Now you just made this exact 12, 15, 20 bucks, okay, if you're 15-1. All right, that's what we have. You know, they have another horse here, the 6 horse, that's the 9-5, and I don't see it. I just don't see it. I look at this like Andrew from Rockford. This is what I'm talking about. Big City Matt runs two life, three life. And it does okay in those, okay? But then they move it to claiming 32 open, and it finishes 5th by 15, claiming 32 open again, 5th by 28. You see where I'm going with this? This horse does great on restriction races, state bred races, stuff like that. This is a horse that likes to look for 2 life, 3 life, 1 year, and all that stuff. But when it comes to open races, I'm telling you, Big City Matt is not worth a 9-5 shot here, my friends. That's what I'm looking at. I got a 7-4 with the 1, and that's Royal De Hare, and that's Diego O'Halloran. And it fits my mold. Look at this one. The one horse, exactly what I like to look for here. And that is, hey, you know what? I'll take on anyone. And that's the type, and he likes to come on at the end. So why not give Royal De Hare its props here, 6-1. If they don't want to play this, and if the bettors are out there looking at the morning line, I think this is a crooked line here. I think the line went insane on this one because I think Royal De Hare is even a better horse here. I'm looking at this one being a 7-4-1-2 Paris Pike. And then I go with the 3-horse Tyler T. And then I find Big City Matt here beating 1, and that's Buzipity. All right? So that's what I think of a 9-5 here. All right. That's what I got in race number 5. Race number six, we've got a 6 furlong. 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And let's see who I got here. I got the number 2 horse, and that's Precious Cowgirl. Precious Cowgirl, and that's Bentler is the trainer, Victor Santiago on this one. And you know what? I'm going strictly on the class drop here. Yeah, you're looking at allowance optional claimer 5,000, allowance optional claimer 20,700 at Hawthorne. Yeah, you didn't do good, but you know what? This is where the horse belongs. I definitely think that claiming 4,000, Bentler knows where to put these horses, and he's got a great jockey on the horse too. I think these two are looking at this one at a win here, and we're looking at a 2-1 on the 2-horse. That's what I got, followed by Prime. Prime the 5-horse, and Prime is going off at 4-1. Prime likes to come on late here. I look at it, like I said, I look at this one. It ran a claiming 6,200 at Arlington Park, finished 4th by 4. That's a strong number there. That's a strong number. One thing that did bother me on this one is Santiago rode this horse at Arlington Park, at Fairmont Park. He's run this horse maybe the last 3 out of 4 times. So they didn't come to Santiago for this horse this time, or they did, and he didn't get on this horse. That threw a little red flag. You know what? I'm a handicapper. I look at stuff like that. It may not be anything to even look at because Baylon rode the last race. This horse is a good horse, but I just don't see it beating Precious Cowgirl here. So I got the 2-5 followed by the 6, Betty's Bullet. Betty's Bullet is the favorite here. And this may be interesting here. Let me check Betty's Bullet out here. Again, they've dropped it down. They've dropped this horse down from maiden special weight all the way 8,000, claiming 4,000, 2-lifer, won that one. Then they brought it to allowance 18,600, finished 5th by 8th, and took off slowly. Then they dropped it to claiming, okay, now this is, think about this one, claiming 4,000, 3-life state bred. Now this, there's a lot of restrictions that we just read right there, all right? So, and it finished 3rd by 5th, and this horse is going off at 5-2. I can't see it. I just can't see it. I'm looking at this one being a 2-5-6. Betty, you'll have enough to get third, but I don't think you can win this race. I look at this one being a 2-5 on the exacta. All right, that's what I got. Let's move on to race number 7. And I'm going with the 8-horse here. The 8-horse is, let's check him out here. And that's Lake Snow. Lake Snow, last race. Look at, now this is what you want to look at in the lower end racing. It's got nothing in the front of this that says with an S, state bred. Nothing behind it that says 1 life, 2 life, 3 life, whatever, 4 life, whatever all that crap is. You're seeing a horse that's saying, hey, you know what? I'll take you on. And the trainer's putting it in a spot here. I like this horse where it's at. claiming 3,200. It won by 6 lengths in this race before. I look for this horse again to open up. And it's the right chemistry because Lake Snow likes to go to the front here. And it's hard chasing down these front runners. Lake Snow wins this one, folks. 5-2. 5-2. If you can catch this horse at 5-2, you're doing damn good. Followed by the 3. And the 3, I'm going to say it's Taha. P-T-A-H-A. And before the show, I looked at this with Brian. And for a couple minutes, we looked at it. I think it's Taha. And Brian gave me the thumbs up on that one. So it's P-T-A-H-A. And I got this one. Pick second, then Santiago Durham connection. And last race, this is going to be a good race here because Lake Snow likes to go to the front. Taha likes to go to the front, too. This is where you might want to look at a horse that gets in from the back there. If these two get in a little speed duel there, maybe they wear themselves out. One will wear out. One of these horses will wear out. The other one goes on. But let's see who gets in that exacta. The second place is not solidified on this one. The sixth horse here is Giant Sugar Baby. And Giant Sugar Baby is Ralph Martinez, Arietta horse right here. Last time out, it ran claiming 4,000 and open. Damn good. Kept its head right in there, ears back, and went to the front and grudgingly gave in there. I think Giant Sugar Baby will have a say in this one as well. So you got three very competitive horses here going after each other, and that is Lake Snow, Taha with a P, P-T-A-H-A, and the sixth horse, Giant Sugar Baby, and the four horse, I just threw this one in as my... back end of my super because, you know what, I haven't heard the name Butler at all, and the guy's at 40% clip right here, my friends. Butler's not taking any – I mean, he's not taking any race lightly. This guy's going after each one with war paint on. He's got Molina on this horse. Chancy meeting you here, Molina, Butler, and that one's 6-1. So that's what I got here. I got an 8-3-6-4. All right, that's what we have. Anything to throw in there, Brian, for the last shout-out to Fairmont Park? Nothing? Nothing. He just shakes his head like, what the hell are you bothering me for? Anyway, my friends, thank you so much for listening to the show. And tell your friends about it. Hey, and how can they get a hold of us for the emails and stuff?
All right. If you would like to send an email to racedayatfairmontpark, you can go to the website, fairmontparkpodcast.com, and you can, or you can just send an email to info@fairmontparkpodcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Fairmount Show and at Twitter at Fairmount Show.
Yeah, thank you so much. And my friends out there, I know you guys have been doing a great job downloading yoradio.com. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. This is a big thing here. It's free music. You guys don't lose out on anything. All variety type of music out there. I know we've got our listeners all across the world now, and they might be tuning in to YoRadio.com as well.
Yes.
You can't beat it. In Ireland, you're probably playing golf. You got the speakers on, the headphones on there. You're enjoying some great music. Thank you so much for tuning in, and that's YoRadio.com. Just download it on your app.
Available on iTunes and Google Play.
Yes, 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 yes. And is there any other sponsors we're missing out there? I think that's pretty good.
I think that's good. I think we got them all.
All right. Thank you so much, my friends. Keep cashing those winning tickets. We'll see you next time.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmountParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.